Welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. And tonight we're going to be talking to Dr. Elcott, right?
Well, yeah, but he's in the bathtub, so...
Okay, well, Dr. Elcott? Dr. Elcott? I don't know if I've got him.
Phil, yes, this is Dr. Ed Elcott. I was not anticipating being on your program tonight in terms of any kind of an announcement, because I am taking a tub.
Okay, Dr. Elcott, I'm sorry. I thought this was not tub night.
It doesn't really matter whether it's tub night or not. I'm taking the tub for a variety of reasons. I'm going to be elevated here in less than a month, and I need to subsume, I need to submerge and subsume all fragrance. So
I understand, sir. So would you rather not talk to us?
Well, I'm with you now. What did you want to talk about?
Dr. Elcott, it's Margaret Gray.
Yes.
We wanted to talk to you about your, you know, the history with you in Elcott the Next Step and your anticipation of the Overlord status.
Well, you know, I'm going to be... hold on for just one moment, if you don't mind. I need that underwear scrubbed clean. Thank you. I have the... I've got two of the uns here, Phil.
Now, the uns are like nuns, but they're not called nuns.
Yeah, sure, if that's... You want to put it that way.
Yeah, Mr. It's the uns are, there's un-one, un-two, there's undo, and then there's un-you, all of you out there.
That is correct, Bud. Bud has that right.
Wait a minute, what is this?
This is the female clergy, the uns. The head un is un-one, number two is un-two, the other one, the number three, what we call the other one, is undone, and then all the other uns are you, all of you out there. These are what we call the female clergy of Elcott the Next Step.
Well, how do you discern who is part of... So the large mass of them...
The large mass of them is you, all of you out there. And then the number one un is Sweet Georgia Brown. They take their names from the songs, just so you know.
The number one... She's what?
Sweet Georgia Brown. The number two un is Jessica. And that would be the number two un. Then the third un, which is undone, her name is Mary Lou. And then you, all of you out there, they have a variety of names.
I got it. Okay, so, it's kind of what you guys do, and that's...
Well, what does that mean, Phil?
Nothing. It's a hard religion to get a hold of.
This is a very important time for me, and I'm very much intent on making sure that this next month, where I am defragranted, basically, I'll be aired out. And this is a very, very important next 30 days.
Yeah, and Dr. Elcott, we have been mentioning what we call your overlord name.
What you call our overlord name, we call that our elevation street sign.
And what is that again?
What you are calling my overlord name.
Like Overlord Shuggy?
Yes, like Gloria's Overlord Shuggy. And I can call her Gloria because we have been on the dirt floor. So you'll call me by my overlord name, but I don't call it overlord name. I call it our elevation street sign, or if you will, we call it our elevation billboard. And
that's what you guys call it.
You
the overlords.
When we get to the overlord status, then we call our flotation street sign the bright lights of Ego Drain.
So the name, you call yourself the Bright Lights of Ego Drain when you refer to yourself with your new overlord name as an overlord.
Yeah, I mean, you put it very sloppily, General.
Well, I don't know how to put it. It's pretty complicated, if you understand, Dr. Elcott.
No, I know, and all of you sound very nervous. You sound as if at any moment I'm going to bring down the finger of choice. And no, I won't.
What is the finger of choice?
Well, the finger of choice is something we used to use where I would point it at you, and I would say, hey, I would point it at you, and I would threaten leveling, even though I can't level you, because you're not members of Elcott. But it scares people.
Why do you want to scare us?
I don't want you to sit there and keep talking to me about my freeway sign, or the elevation of the bright lights, elevation of bright lights in the big city, and the other things that we use. I don't want you to sit,
It's pretty confusing.
It's very confusing, right. So my overlord name is called the Freeway Stein. What I call myself when I become an overlord, God, I'm getting tired. Scrub that underwear out. Scrub that underwear out better.
Yes, okay.
And once I become an overlord, my overlord name is the Bright Lights of Ego Drain. Okay? And you people, you simply call it my overlord name.
I got you. Okay. We understand your overlord name is Bugs Wilcott.
Oh, my God, Mr. You shouldn't have done that.
Why?
You can't say his name out loud to him when you're not an overlord.
All right, hold on for a minute. Wait, I'm going to jump in. What are you talking about, bud?
I've been talking to Dr. Elcott about this, and if truth be told, I'm studying to be a novitiate.
You got to be kidding.
You're studying Elcott the next step.
Yes,
and Dr. Elcott has given me some of his booklets and some of his pamphlets, and I'm reading up. And I know that you, if you say to him his overlord, new overlord name, or what he calls his freeway sign, or bright lights of the ego drain, you know, it forces him to push out. Just, it's almost like he's trying to push out, well, like constipation, you know.
Hold on, get him back on the line. What happened to him?
I hung up on him.
You don't ever do that, bud.
You have to, Mr. Henry. You can't. He started to expunge, and he was expelling the gases.
Okay, man. Dr. Elcott, are you there?
Yes, I'm right here, Phil. What Dickman is talking about is absolutely correct. I was expelling the gases that were building up from you saying my overlord name.
All right. I want to respect your religion.
Hey, nice answer there, Phil.
But you're...
You've got me on your program, Phil.
I know. We're trying to give you a little bit of a promotion here, but I don't understand. I don't want Bud hanging up on you.
If you say my name... If you say my overlord name...
What do you mean, Bugs Wilcott?
See, I had to hang up on him.
What happens if you don't hang up on him?
Then you'll just hear him fully expunge, and then very briefly go feminine, and then collapse.
Where are you getting all of this again?
This is from Dr. Elcott.
Put him back up, please. I'm sorry, Dr. Elcott.
I know the general, you did that on purpose.
Yes, I did, Dr. Elcott. This idea of you expunging is fascinating.
Well, I'd rather you not... Do that again, okay?
You mean call you Bugs Wilcott? Don't do it, bud.
Hey, Dr. Elcott, something happened to him.
Okay, is he going to be okay? There's nobody there?
Yeah, hold on. Novitiate Brenner?
Yeah.
How is Dr. Elcott?
He's coming around.
You made me go feminine and then collapse.
I wanted to see, Dr. Elcott, if what you were saying was absolute rubbish.
Do you understand that when you do that, you knock me down a notch in the eyes of the overseers? Because I went fully expunged, I went feminine for about 2 seconds, and then I collapsed in a heap. Now, no one ever does that.
No one's ever done that in the history of being an overlord.
Well, maybe once or twice.
All right, enough of this bullcrap, okay? I'm sorry, Dr. Elcott, if we did that. We didn't know we're not allowed to say your name.
Only I am allowed to say my name. My new name, my new freeway sign, soon to be Bright Lights of the Ego Drain, Bugs Wilcott.
Can you spell that?
W-I-L-C-O-T-T, Bugs.
And can you tell us why that name?
Why that name? Well, because Bugs Monahan was the one who inducted me fully into Elcott the next step, and Oysters Wilcott was another overlord who helped me in the studyment and in the eventual ascensions into priesterly.
Okay, so what was it again?
It was Bugs, I forget.
Okay, but two guys...
Phil, this is you.
Yeah, I know, I don't understand this. Two guys, one named Bugs, and the other one named Wilcott?
Oysters Wilcott, yes, and Bugs Monahan.
Okay, those two guys helped you in your studies to be an overlord.
You know something, Phil? This isn't a guided tour of the Haunted Mansion at Disneyland. This is my life. Do you understand that? Thank you. I'm having these novitiates scrub out all of this underwear here that's streaked. Here. You guys haven't done... Take it all back and do it again. I've got to have fully scrubbed underwear by the time of the ceremony.
Okay, you know, it's interesting, Dr. Elcott. Every time I talk to you and you're in the tub, you're talking to some novitiates about scrubbing out underwear.
Yes. Yay! Now you're finally getting it. It's a very, very important of our initiate ceremonies, novitiate ceremonies, the elevation to overlord, in ascending to our freeway sign and bright lights of the ego drain. All of that is going to be ahead of me. And I want to honor Bugs Monahan. I want to honor Oysters Wilcott as I become Bugs Wilcott.
And I can't say Bugs Wilcott.
Hello.
You guys, you do that on purpose. It makes Dr. Elcott, it hurts him.
How does that hurt him?
You can hear him. He has to expunge the gases.
And then he's got to sound like a girl.
See this? Hey, bud, watch it. I'm going to be a novitiate, and I don't want you disrespecting my religion.
Bud, you are a journalist, first and foremost, and we're here to interview this man to find out more about Elcott the Next Step. You have no right at all to flip us off or unzip as you just... Look at that.
Zip back up, bud.
You're being disrespectful.
You keep doing that, bud, and I swear to God, you'll never unzip a pair of pants again. Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Bud, when I tell you I don't cut him off, let's find if is he back?
Yeah, Dr. Elcott, they made me do it.
No, I know that. I understand that, Dickman. I know they're making you drag me through the dirt floor without the benefit of the carnal intersection. So what basically you've done, Phil, is you put me in the tool shed, you've dragged me through the dirt, but there is no carnal intercession. And so there I am on my hands and knees, figuratively, hands and knees, with my rear end in the air, and an overlord, figuratively again, approaching with some kind of a phallic-shaped device.
What are you talking about now?
I'm talking about what you guys have done to me when you allow me to expunge fully in front of everyone and then go feminine and then collapse.
All right, I'm sorry, but I think I owe it to my audience to find out what happens. All right, General, you don't have to do that anymore. All right, I won't. I'm sorry. Please.
I don't want anyone, to use your terminology, Phil, I don't want any one of you chimpanzees using my freeway sign or my bright lights to the ego drain. Do you understand me?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Now, I'll be elevated and floated to the overlord status August 1st. I understand you're planning some promotion around this?
Yeah, it's just, it's going to be a...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's going to be, sorry... It's going to be an offer, a subscription offer, a discount.
Say that again?
It's going to be, we're going to discount some BSPs.
Oh, jeez. None of your business. Keep scrubbing that underwear, okay? All of these are streaked. Here, 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 here. That's 10 pair that are streaked. God damn.
Hey, Dr. Elcott, why don't you try wiping?
Yeah, that's very funny. Very, very funny, General.
Well, I mean, obviously this is something that happens all the time. Every time you're in that bathtub, you've got some of these novitiates scrubbing your underwear.
That is the one of the privileges of being a priesterly, and when I become an overlord, I will be on an elevated plane. I will be on a sun deck, five floors up in a hot tub. Watching as they take Brillo pads to my shorts, so it'll be decidedly different.
Right, so right now you're indoors?
Right now I'm indoors as a priestly, but I will be taking a tub in the upper realm, as we call it, the upper deck, fully soaking in a full jacuzzi while the novitiates hand wash my underwear with bleach. You really having a lot of fun, aren't you, Phil?
I mean...
You know, I might talk to the overlords and ask them not to allow you to podcast my elevation.
Well, that's up to you, you know.
Oh, okay. So you're going to play it like you don't care?
I can't do anything about it, Dr. Elcott, if you don't. That was very, very funny what you said.
What? The fact that yes, that's right, Phil. I have the great privilege of them hand-scrubbing my underwear with bleach.
Dr. Elcott, this scrubbing of the underwear, is this something all overlords are enjoying?
All priesterlies. Yes, priesterlies and overlords. But as an overlord, it's going to be hand scrubbed with bleach. What about that don't you get?
Okay, we just don't understand why that's so great.
Anyway.
All right, so Dr. Ed Elcott with us as we are. And I'm sorry if we upset you today.
Well, you're jumping in. I'm taking a tub. And as a matter of fact, I know you don't like this, Phil, but you know what? I think you owe me. So go ahead and hit me with the hot water. Hit me with the hot water, Deke. There you go.
Oh!
God, shit.
What happened?
I'm stuck in a feminine phase because of this guy, General Shaw.
I didn't do anything.
Yes, you did. You said my name. All right, turn it off. Turn it off. I don't give a shit anymore.
You know, Dr. Elcott, since you've elevated to overlord, or are going to be elevated to overlord, you've become extremely argumentative. You're walking around, strutting around with your thumbs in your suspenders, so to speak, acting for all the world like you're king shit. Pardon my language.
Well, you want to know something, Phil? I am, okay? I took their garbage for 30 years. I used to open up and go, garbage disposal, and let the overlord shovel anything they wanted into there. I took it, and I took it, and I took it. I was mind wiped. I went off to sex camp. I had addiction after addiction. Another mind wipe, another mind wipe. Sometimes I was taken to the flotilla. Sometimes they elevated me and then saturated me. And other times I was spread and fondled.
We don't know what any of that means.
Just trust me, it isn't good. All of that happened so that I, Dr. Ed Elcott, could become an overlord.
All right, but we're happy for you. We don't want you to be a dick about it.
Phil, you're stuttering, you're stumbling.
You know, in a minute I'm going to hang up on you, and maybe we won't have it on the podcast.
What?
Your elevation.
All right, Phil, I'm just...
Oh, yeah, you want to have that on the podcast, don't you?
I think it would be nice for people to recognize the fact that I am going to be floated.
How many syllables in that word?
Don't worry about it, General, all right?
Oh, okay, well, excuse me for breathing.
It's floated. Floated. There's five.
Okay. And floated is three.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody feeling good over there, huh? Are you reaching down? Is it still there? You're not bleeding?
Okay, fine.
So anyway.
All right, well, we do have to push on to another interview here, Dr. Elcott. We found you in quite a feisty mood. Congratulations on the elevation. We will try not to say your... Don't do it, General, okay? All right, but I don't know why I can't say your name.
If you say my name... I have to expunge gas. Then I turn for about 2 seconds into a woman, including anatomically.
Oh, bullshit.
You know what? Hang up on these jumps.
You can't hang up, as you know.
I do.
You change for 2 seconds into a woman.
Yes. And then I collapse in a heap.
Okay, well, we wouldn't want that to happen, Bugs Wilcott.
Are those grapes fresh?
Yeah.
God. See you later.
That was a
Yeah, that was terrible. You know that I want to be an initiated and I'm studying, and Dr. Elcott allowed me to say his name, Bugs Wilcott, without him having to expunge the gas. And now look what you're doing.
Dick, but you gotta be kidding me. You're gonna be an Elcott the next step.
Yeah, and with any luck, I'll be a priesterly, and maybe, just maybe, I'll be elevated.
To an overlord.
You got it. I don't stutter. Oh, you think so little of me that I can't be an overlord. No, that's not it, bud. It's just when you said I don't stutter, you know.
So you think I can be an overlord?
Yeah, I think you can be anything you want to be, bud.
Oh, don't start blowing hot air up the kid's ass.
I think he can be anything he wants to be. You want to be an overlord, bud? Fine.
Yeah. Oh, you're not convinced, huh?
I might try it. Anyway, thank you, Dr. Elcott. We're sorry we pissed you off with so many different questions. I didn't know you can't say his name.
I told you can.
You did?
I told you I'm the only one that can on account of the fact that I've been waxed.
What does waxed mean, man?
God, Mr. Edmund, what does waxed mean? It means I've gone through the several steps in pronouncing the name, getting it phonetically correct, understanding its origins, etc. Somebody like you, who you don't understand it at all, you know, you're going to force him to have to expel gas. So you got waxed, meaning you know how to say,
don't do it, okay?
Well, what's going to happen?
Because even if he's not on the phone with us right now, wherever he is, he'll expel gas and he'll turn anatomically into a woman for 2 seconds.
Bullshit! Phil!
God, Mr. Andre.
I'm not kidding you, man. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, you'll see, then you'll know.
I'll see and then I'll know. Coming up next, we've got Doctors Raccoon and Baboon along with Dean Wheeler, another freak show. Oh, you're really making friends tonight, aren't you?
Well, you know what, man? Anyway, it's Doctors, what did I say?
Yeah, Raccoon and Baboon.
Raccoon and Baboon from the Ago Institute in New York. They're up at Wheeler Resort because I believe this is their annual inspection because Dean Wheeler is franchising the name Yago. He changed it to Yogo. And as you know, has classes in it there at his resort. All coming up next here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Ed Elcott. I will be elevated on August the 1st, elevated and floatated to the level of overlord. My name, and I can say this, will be Bugs Wilcott. People don't like that. You know what? You can take it and hang it in your you-know-what. Anyway, I'm here on behalf of Phil Henry's Backstage Pass, encouraging you to get a subscription to his website. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show has 60,000 hours of his great radio and digital content, video casts, as well as home movies and other long and short-form comedy. Mr. Hendry is a veritable content monster. 60,000 hours? Are you putting me on? No, I'm not. I'm Dr. Ed Ilcott, and soon I will be elevated to Overlord Bugs Wilcott. Huh? How's that? Yeah? Anybody? You like that one? Anybody?
I got it, Dr. Okay. Yeah, this is Bud Dickman. I just came outside to use the payphone, and we're... Anyway, get a backstage pass. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn. I got to get out of this tub.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico. This is General Galen Shaw. And we are going to go up to Northern California here in a moment to the Wheeler Resort. We have on the line Doctors Jerry Raccoon and Dr. Yosef Baboon from the Yago Institute in New York City. And thank you, gentlemen. Doctors, who do I have?
Yes, this is Dr. Raccoon.
Dr. Raccoon, this is General Galen Shaw here in Southern California. And thank you for joining us.
It is entirely my pleasure.
Is Dr. Baboon with you?
Yes, Baboon.
Yes, hello, this is Yosef Baboon.
Yes, that's fine, Dr. Baboon. We just wanted to know that you were there. Here we are on the Phil Hendry podcast, and this is your annual trip out west. Isn't that right, Dr. Raccoon, to check up on the franchise of Yago?
Yes, that is correct. We talked with Mr. Wheeler to make sure that Yago is not being turned into some kind of a party favor, some sort of a housewives relaxation in front of the television set, but is, in point of fact, a very strenuous physical system. Baboon. Do you have the pamphlet?
I have the pamphlet right now.
We're giving out the pamphlet. These are the 10 credos of Yago and the Yago Institute.
Now, can you give us an idea what those credos are?
Well, the first credo of Yago is that Yago is always practiced strenuously each morning and each evening. Every asana, no matter how difficult, no matter how twisted, must be performed with a partner. And it doesn't matter where your nose, and this is very much specified, it doesn't matter where your nose is when you perform the asana and end it. That's where it must stay for a full 30 seconds. We've got seven more.
No, that's. I think that's one of the credo. You call that one of the credos of Yago, where couples are doing this, male and female?
Well, preferably male and female, yes.
Okay, and so the guy's nose is upper.
You keep concentrating on that. Hey, Baboon, you take this.
Yes.
You keep concentrating on the possibility. I have been practicing Yago for 31 years since I first developed it. Since I first developed it in my apartment in New York City when I was alone, when I was lost. I was lost. And I began to perform these asanas with my wife at the time, Janetta. And I found that at the end of every asana, my nose was some... I don't want to get it too graphic, but I realized that this was not a coincidental. This was happening on purpose. And no matter how I designed the asana... Well,
of course it's going to happen on purpose.
What do you mean?
Because you designed it that way.
No, I did not design it. I did not design it so that the man's nose winds up in the woman's anus. Do you want to... Baboon. Baboon, give me the... booklet. Here's the pamphlet now. The asana designed as such so that the man's nose is free, wandering. The face is free and wandering. One's face must be free and in the breeze. If at the end of the asana your face is now tucked and fully wedged, so be it. But it is not designed for that purposes. Baboon, here, take it.
Thank you.
So you can see.
Hey, Dr. Raccoon, it's Phil Hendry, sir. How are you?
Very good, Mr. Hendry.
Thank you for coming on our program and congratulations on your relationship with Dean Wheeler.
Dean Wheeler is here, and Mr. Wheeler, I'll be with you in a moment. I'll be with you in a moment, Mr. Wheeler. Here, talk to Baboon. Baboon, talk to Wheeler.
Yes.
And so, Mr. Hendry, you realize that there is no carnal intent. What we are doing here is trying to emphasize that with Mr. Wheeler, who wants to turn this into some kind of a sexual party favor, so that he has couples come up here on weekends, they perform these asanas, the man's nose is up there, and everyone's applauding and laughing and congratulating each other. Why do you laugh, sir? Why are you laughing?
Well, what? I mean, they're congratulating each other on what?
Because one of these jokers finds his nose parked up his wife's you-know-what without any respect at all to the asana, without any respect at all to the spiritual and the energy, the prana, the energy that is used in the body to create these wonderful relations. Here. Hi, Phil, it's Dean Wheeler, and I don't grab the phone out of my hand. Don't ever do that.
Dr. Raccoon, this is my telephone. You are here. I am here to check up on my franchise. Hi, Phyllis, Dean Wheeler.
Okay, so how's it going?
Well, it's yes, I did license yoga from Drs. Raccoon and Baboon. And yes, we do use it here in a much more, I think, in a far-reaching and much more accessible way. Drs. Raccoon and Baboon wanted to be something that's almost a hidden, like a hieroglyphic. They wanted it very strenuously controlled, and they don't want it in the sunlight. Isn't that right? Dr. Baboon, you address this.
No, you do not perform the asanas in your bowl, at least the way that we perform it, in the sunlight. You have morphed it into yoga, so you do it in the sunlight.
Prefer to be enclosed, to be completely shrouded, to completely protected away from the bad energy of the world. They came over and they saw the yoga classes. Did you find any fault with what you saw? Of course we did. Because the asanas, again, when you wind up with your face fully breezy, when you wind up with your face fully in the sunlight, when you wind up with your face fully exposed to the breeze, okay, which is what we call the full end of the asana, then it should be something that is enjoyed as a spiritual experience, not, as you put it, with your nose parked up your wife's thing and everyone's applauding.
Everyone was applauding.
Baboon saw it. Everyone's applauding and going, hey. You have to understand, this is California. We don't have the stringent restrictions that you have with your go.
I understand that.
But I will say that there was one demerit on that.
When he says there's a demerit, does that affect your business relationship?
No, it doesn't. But it means that next year, when he comes back to analyze the way that we apply yoga, and he sees that we are what Dr. Raccoon refers to as the face is fully in the breeze, that means your nose is wedged in her.
Don't say it. Please don't say it. No. It's not. No.
The face is exposed. It's exposed to the sunlight and the breeze. Your face is fully open to her. That's what we call it.
Okay.
Well, we call it something else.
Yes, so I gathered. Baboon, get the car.
Yes, sir.
Are you leaving?
Yes, I think we've seen enough.
All right. Well, I thank you very much, Drs. Raccoon and Baboon. And you're welcome here next year.
Baboon, the car.
Yes, I'm getting it.
Thank you. Well, there they go.
All right. So it didn't sound like it. These guys never sound happy.
No, they're never happy. A pain in the ass. Here he comes again.
Call me a pain in the ass? Me? Dr. Raccoon?
You a pain in the ass only insofar as you criticize everything that we do, as no matter how much we try to make you go something that everyone enjoys.
It's not you go. You call it yoga.
Yes, and because we call it yoga, then the man doesn't have to have his face fully, he doesn't have to have his face fully open to her, as you say it.
You just say his nose is wedged.
God. Bye.
Yeah.
Aren't they going to spend the night?
You guys spending the night?
I might.
I want to take a look at the yoga class.
How dare you, Baboon? There they go. They've had this argument. Baboon wants to get more into our method of yoga and Raccoon, you know.
All right, well, it sounds like you're very busy there. Are you in the Emeralda room?
We're out in the cafe here. It's a beautiful evening here, Phil, and a lot of people have enjoyed. We had people over at the Love Tub, which has been fully repaired, and we've had people out on the patio dancing the sounds of Mel Sugarman and the Sugarfoots.
And what is the name of the group?
Mel Sugarman and the Sugarfoots.
Oh, I know who. I've heard them. What are they, famous?
I don't know. I don't think so. All they do is play art.
No, I've heard of them. They played in Los Angeles for a while.
Okay. Anyway.
Sorry to wake you up.
Well, no, it's just that I don't really give a shit.
All right, Dean, you having a good day?
Not really. You know, Emeralda's all over me about when are we going to get back out on tour. I had to break the news to her. You know, you can't, honey, no. I had to break the news to her.
Well, what did you tell her?
She can't sing, okay? She can't sing.
Well, Dean, you don't have to make this a big heartbreak.
I just told her, I said, honey, you're great for, you know how to do that one song, Creep. And stick your ass at the horn player.
I'm sorry I got you in a bad day here, Dean.
Well, those guys never put me in a good mood. That Raccoon and Baboon, here they come again. Yeah?
Who validates the parking?
You've got right over there at the desk.
Okay. Baboon, validate it.
Okay, Phil.
All right, well, thank you very much, Dean, and better luck next time, man.
Well, you know, every time I see baboon...
Dean Wheeler from the Wheeler Resort in Novato, California. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated. Thank you, Margaret, you didn't have much to do today.
I just sat back and watched this idiotic...
And you, Bud, you're going to be in Elkhart the next step?
You're going to be putting me on, Dickman.
I do. I want to study it.
Okay, so, and you're the only guy that gets to say his name, huh?
Yeah, because I've been waxed.
What do you mean you've been waxed?
I told you.
So say, what is his name? This is Dr. Elkhart's overlord name.
Bugs Wilcott. Bugs, and I asked him, why don't you make it Bugs Wilcott Private Eye, and he's considering it now.
What, General?
That's the goofy. I don't know whether to laugh or cry. Bugs Wilcott, Private Eye. And this is a religion.
Yes, it's a very serious one. You should have respect for it. Watch it, General.
Tell me to watch it.
All right.
Thank you very much. We'll see you guys tomorrow. World famous Phil Henry Show. Elkhart elevated August 1st.
Yeah.
Well, I want to dance.
Woo! What is that?
Mashed potatoes.